In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
One of these days, the next time you order an Uber, there might not be a driver. Is this the future of ride hailing? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Self-driving cars from Uber have debuted in Pittsburgh this week. With autonomous Ford Fusions in tow, up to 1,000 Uber customers will be part of the first real-world test in the United States, bringing us one step closer to a hands-free ride and preparing us for what could one day be the norm, autonomous ride-hailing. Let's get the latest from James Haggerty, Wall Street Journal reporter based in Pittsburgh, joining us on the line right now. Hi, James.
Hi there.
So let's talk about how this test run of sorts was conducted. Pittsburgh turns into a little bit of an experimental lab here. How did Uber go about testing this out?
Well, they've just begun testing it this week. On Monday, they took me and dozens of other journalists around for a ride on the self-driving cars, and we had a look at the technology. Then starting Wednesday, they allowed some of their customers, their most frequent users, to opt in to a program under which if they call for an Uber, they might get one with the self-driving technology. So it's just beginning. It's only covering a small part of Pittsburgh. And for now, there are two people in the front seat just to make sure that the car is behaving itself.
Gotcha. Okay, that's safe. Why did Uber choose Pittsburgh for its research?
Well, partly because Pittsburgh is home to Carnegie Mellon University, which is a center of expertise on autonomous vehicles, but also partly because Pittsburgh is so hard to drive through. We've got lots of very steep hills here. We've got three rivers, lots of bridges. There are no straight lines. There's no grid. There are lots of deep potholes. So the thinking is, if you can do it in Pittsburgh, you can do it anywhere.
Okay, gotcha. Because Pittsburgh seems to be a little bit more of a bumpy ride in terms of how travel goes, I can only imagine this is a big work in progress. From what you were able to experience, what kind of kinks still need to be worked out?
Yes, it's definitely a work in progress. I mean, for one thing, the cars do not yet know how to turn right after stopping at a red light. So that would probably be frustrating to certain customers who are in a hurry to get someplace. They also do not change lanes unless it's absolutely necessary, say, to make a turn. So if they get caught behind a FedEx truck making a delivery, they'll just sit there until it moves on, unless one of the Uber employees in the front seat decides, okay, we're going to put this in back into human mode for a couple minutes and just scoot around this obstacle. So they don't drive quite like people do. For one thing, they respect speed limits.
So that's different.
Which is a good thing for safety, right. But which can be problematic sometimes on certain roads where everybody is speeding and it might be better to just go with the flow. That's one thing that Uber is working on. To what extent could they go above the speed limit?
So after testing, what's next? How will they further develop this, and is this the first step of many in what's to come?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it's one of many, many steps that have been going on for years and will go on for years. I think they're hoping that they will get some insight into how people react, how well it works, what kind of problems crop up. And the technology will have to improve. A regulatory environment will have to be established. And we'll have to find out to what extent do people like this idea. So it could be many years. Some people have said 5, 10 or more years before we see truly driverless cars, you know, where an empty taxi shows up and you get in.
Yeah, it almost takes a moment for the mind to process a driverless car showing up when you order an Uber. Very interesting. James Haggerty, thank you very much for the time.
All right, thank you.
For the latest on this, you can check out more at WSJD.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.